Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Oh my gosh, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. I'm so excited because you know why? I get to spend my Wednesday with you guys all over the world. I'm so glad that you are tuning in and telling your friends all about Dr. Gina's radio chat. We are live right now. This is Wednesday, April the 10th. Can you believe it? It's already the 10th day of the fourth month. I know I keep saying that every week. I just can't believe that the days are going by so fast, you guys. I keep saying, God, what are we doing? What's going on? Why are we rushing? What's coming up? Anyway, today I'm so excited because we have Legacy Records is going to be joining us. And you know my girl, my BFF co-host Gina G with the Trinity, and what she say is joining us today as well. Also, we have a financial consultant, Jeffrey Hill. He's going to be giving us financial five today. So we got a good show today, and of course we got ministerial moment. Can't go any Wednesday without that. So we'll be talking about something really juicy. So for all you singles and anybody that just needs some advice or this might inspire you, I don't like to narrow things down that God gives me, because it can speak to an array of people. We'll be thinking it's one thing and somebody gets something totally different out of it. So if you need a word today and some words of encouragement, tell your friends about it. Tune in and we go on and go forth. Okay, now let's go ahead and do no, I did not try to do the Carly B roll tongue thing. I cannot do it. I cannot, but I might try later. I don't know, but I tried it and everybody laughs at me, so I can't do that. So when I say okay, that's all I mean. It's just okay. All right. Anyway, let's go on with the weather. Today is again Wednesday. This is the 10th of April, and today in DC we are sunny, 64 degrees. We got sunshine all throughout the day. We got 68 degrees is going to be our high. Let's check out Jacksonville, Florida, 70 degrees and cloudy. You guys are going up to 78. You got your clouds are going to be disappearing later on towards the evening. We got London, you are right now 55 degrees. You're going to be waking up to 37 degrees tomorrow. You got sunshine all the rest of the evening, partly cloudy when you wake up though. Atlanta, Georgia, 71 degrees, sunny right now. And you got sunshine all day. Atlanta, GA, 80 degrees this day is going to be your high. Augusta, Georgia, you 75 degrees. Shout out to you. 82 degrees is going to be your high. Hey, ho, you got some good weather. Let's see. I want to talk about Charlotte. Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm going to be seeing you next Monday. Radio One, can't wait. Okay, 68 degrees. You are going to be high today, 75, no, 76 degrees. And you got sunshine. You had some real bad thunderstorms yesterday, from what I understood. But you guys are sunny today, so it was worth it all. Let's see. I'm talking about South Australia. You're 59 degrees. You're going to be waking up to 50. Your high tomorrow is going to be 70. Let's see, Kenya. You're 79 degrees. You got showers. Okay, and your shower is going to be ending in a few hours, and you're going to be waking up to 75 degrees, but you got thunderstorms all up until Sunday. So be prepared for that. All right, if I did not name or mention or say anything about your continent, your neighborhood, your city, your state, please know that I love you. And just because this is the day that the Lord has made, He is in control and He rules and reigns. It doesn't matter what your weather is, what you're going through, what you're thinking about. God is in control. He's got your back, your front, and your side. He's got you all covered all around. And today is going to be an amazing day when you keep your eyes on Him. It's sunshine all day long, every day. All right. Anyway, listen, today is a great day. It is great here in DC. I was, fighting a cold, preventing a cold from coming on. Yesterday, I had this scratchy throat and nose thing and the ear thing, ear, nose, and throat thing going on. And I've noticed that when the weather changes, we're spring, but it's not summer spring, it's winter spring. So when the sun is not out, it feels like it might be 70 degrees, but there's still a crispness in the air. There's still a dampness in the air. And so I want to tell everybody, you guys got to be careful. Please layer up. I would suggest maybe If you're going to wear shorts, long socks, and a sweatshirt, if you're going to wear sandals, wear a sweatshirt or a sweater or something like that, or pants. Just kind of cover up. Don't go out full-fledged like it's summertime, because it's very tricky right now. And if you're my age, 50, you need to take some vitamins. I highly recommend that. I noticed that my body is changing. And so these common colds that I might be getting because of the weather change, I need to take more vitamin D, vitamin C, and all of that stuff. So check into all of that. Get some multi-purpose vitamins for you so you can stay healthy. It doesn't matter if your nutrition is good or if you're exercising. You got to get rest. And you have to get those, all of the full nutrition. So if you're eating healthy, doesn't mean you're getting all your nutrition. That's what I meant to say. All right. So listen, we're getting ready to take a break. John Eckhart, one of our sponsors, we're going to be listening to that. And then we're going to be going into Ministerial Minutes. We'll be right back. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God, but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Yes, love the book. Okay, it's been amazing. So anyway, ministerial moment. Okay, so this is the deal. Yesterday, I posted something about just being yourself. And if someone walks out of your life, you know, rather you feel like you chased them away, or if they just walked away, they just weren't meant to be in your season right now. They just weren't meant to be in your life. A lot of times we want, as far as single people, and since I've been single and kind of like everything is on the table as far as my books and the fitness DVD and all the things that God has allowed me to do, my real estate license in DC, all these credentials and whatnots and all that. I came into 50. I wanted love to find me this year, or I was open to it more so than any other year. And I've been really learning a lot about myself and a lot of the things that I learned a lot about myself from things of the past. And even where I'm at now and just where God wants me to be moving forward. And so I'm also transparent. So I like to share some of these things. I've noticed that I've met some amazing people and it's not even about them. This is just about us. Let's just pull in our chairs real close and have an intimate conversation. The thing is that a lot of times when we meet people, we feel like we have to, we've been told this, don't lay everything out on the table. Don't say too much. Don't do this and don't do that. And I get some of that. When you go on a interview at your job, you want to be on your best behavior. You want to present yourself as a professional, that professional part of you, that part of you that is able to produce and be of excellence and on time and all of these things. You have, that is your focal point. And I think with dating, we focus on being the best, saying the right things, and what will attract them, what do men like, what do, and all of this gets lost. We get lost in all of this. We don't know who we are with all of this stuff. Now, business is business. I get that. When you are in leadership, I get that. But there's a wholeness that God wants us to live in that we talk about, but we always think it's only one thing. It's a soul thing or whatever we pick and choose to be whole with. But we're supposed to be whole. That means our life is to be, we're supposed to be able to take our whole self to work, our whole self on a date, our whole self to our family, our whole self to our friends. And I think about when I wrote Born into Sin, Transforming the Destiny, and I talk about how we are different people in all of these different settings. Well, I don't want to do that no more. And I didn't come over to be with the Lord to be five different people. I want to be me. You know what I mean? And the thing is that I think through the years, I think not dating and all this for all these years, I think that what I've come to realize is that I don't even know who I am until I know who he is. So the more I know who the Father is, the more I know who I am. So this process has been going on now for a while. So the more I've gotten to know God, the more I become more like him. Now, a lot of the areas I've surrendered to him, but now this dating thing and meeting someone of the opposite sex is like, oh my gosh, this is where your stuff from, childhood comes up. This is where your stuff from when you was dating as a teenager and, some of the insecurities that you might have had about, your thoughts or your ways or your body or all this stuff starts coming up. And then it's like, okay, well, do I pick up the same habits that I had when I was out there, doing my thing and just, God wasn't in it and I was just running the joint. I mean, do I pick up my street smarts? Do I incorporate it into my my attempts of holiness, to be more like Christ? I'm torn with that because there are some things. I mean, people are people. It doesn't matter what church you go to. People are still going to try to run game. People are still going to try to try you. People still going to be selfish. It's still all of that in the world. So it's like I had to like really surrender to God and figure out like, okay, when I know somebody's running game, Lord, my instincts on the street is to let them know that I know it's going down. But then on the love part of the Father, I'm trying to learn how to just like, just walk away and, let it be and just, drift away and let it just be, So, that was a struggle for me. But anyway, what I did realize is that even though when we meet each other, there's this thing where you're on your, you got your etiquette and your conversation. They say, don't talk about politics, don't talk about ex relationships, don't talk about blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, listen, if you got a chemistry going on and the conversation is good, sometimes things just, especially around my age, when we get older, it's kind of like, I mean, what is all of the time that we trying to waste, with a lot of this coasting thing? I mean, there is a level, but it's like sometimes I've been in conversations where we did get in those conversations, and it was good to know because it's good to know that we're not on the same page as our beliefs and our faiths. It's good to know that you don't believe in marriage and I want to get married. It's good to know that you're not expecting for me to have more kids because I'm not. I mean, it's these things are good to know because and a lot of people don't like to ask these questions because they're afraid that they're going to turn someone off. But my thing is, at the end of the day, the more time you spend with somebody, the more you're going to know, you're going to end up, that stuff is going to be revealed. It's going to be exposed. So it's kind of like, I think the lesson is what I'm saying in this ministerial moment is that you don't have to pretend to be anything else but yourself. I mean, you don't have to pretend to be anybody. Just be yourself is what I'm saying. You don't have to pretend to be anyone. You don't have to act like you somebody else. You don't have to, I mean, like, this whole thing, I've been told people don't pass gas in front of people. I mean, like, are you really gonna hold gas? You end up marrying this person, you're not gonna pass gas in front of this. I think that stuff is like that is ridiculous. It's like it's too much conforming to please someone just so you can have someone instead of somebody allowing somebody the permission to love you the way you are. A lot of us don't understand that if you loved yourself, you wouldn't have to water yourself down, or you don't have to conform so much to appease someone that you just get lost. I mean, what the world says don't do. I mean, why manipulate yourself in a relationship? And then you got to keep up this lie the whole time. Oh, you don't like roller skating, and I don't like roller skating either, but doggone well you would. I mean, I don't, oh, I don't eat meat. You know what I'm saying? I'm a vegan too, or I'm a, because somebody else, listen, women and gentlemen, stop it. God has somebody for you. He's going to send them right to you. You're going to know that this is the person that you're supposed to be connected to for the rest of your life. This is the person you're going to have purpose with. You don't have to fake it till you make it. You don't have to see, this is why marriages break up. This is why relationships break up, because people end up finding out really how they are, that they got a little cray cray. They got a little court going on. They do certain things after they eat and all this stuff. And every time y'all go to dinner, you've been making sure you didn't do none of that. So you can seal the deal and reel them in. And then you end up reeling them in. And then I'm thinking about like a fish, and a fish be like, listen, throw me back in the water. I don't want to go home with you. You don't want that. It's okay. Be okay with your singleness, and know that you're not single, but God is with you, and that he's preparing you, that it's not any time wasted, that it's worth the wait. Know all of this. Be open to love. Don't be suspicious. Don't be all of that stuff. Just enjoy your life. That's just where I'm at. If it works, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And then just know that God just moved them out of the way for the real deal. We got to start trusting God more, you guys. So that's what I wanted to say. I really wanted to dig into, because I'm going to be writing blogs and Charisma magazine, and also doing some podcasts with that, talking about your identity within yourself, that when you do meet people, that you would feel confident enough to know there's etiquette, and then there's one thing to be, proper and work your etiquette, and then there's another thing to just be a total phony. Okay? Why waste your time? Be yourself and talk about it and be transparent. And if nothing else happens, you met a friend. Guys like friends too. They don't mind having a female as a friend, a bud that you can go out to games with and have ice cream with and go out to snack with. I mean, come on. Just this might be an opportunity for you to actually get to know how you are, how you can act around the opposite sex. A lot of us have been caged up so long, we don't even know how to act when we get out. I know. Okay, we're gonna leave that alone. I'm just saying, it has been a long time since I had dated. So I'm just saying, I know some of us get out, we don't know. We imagine somebody being our husband or whatever. It's just a lot. So I'm trying to help sisters and brothers out here. If I lived it to tell it. So I'm just trying to help you out, okay? All right, but this has been Ministering Moment. And let me just tell you this. At some point, you will get there. You will get to the place. As long as you keep God first, as long as you allow him to train you, mold you, purge you, and just get you where you need to be, you're gonna be just fine. I am a living testimony. And it's a quick work, you guys. I'm just saying. All right, this has been Ministerial Moment. I'm so excited. We're getting ready for Gina G. What's up with the Trinity, Gina G? Hey!
Oh, I love my new intro song. Oh my God. Oh, I love it. Yeah, I got an intro song. Come on,
Gotta look
I
out
gotta
for
say
girl.
That ministerial minute was, when I tell you, on point. It was on the point. I think you could have did a whole hour on that ministerial minute. That's just my opinion. That's all I'm gonna say. I felt it in my spirit.
I felt it in mine too, girl. It was like, girl, I could go home.
Preach it, preach it. But I mean, not only in relationships, with Dr. Gina, even just with friendships, with even like your girlfriends, or even why do people try to impress people, and they know that ain't who they are, and they just try so hard to either be accepted or get mad, like you said. I mean, you just hit it, honey. You hit it. You hit it.
It's just so much, Gina. It's just so much.
It
is. I mean, don't the world tell you that? And then what they're teaching people is to really manipulate a relationship.
Right.
I'm just going to lie
Get the
myself
money.
until I can get this person. And then when I get them, then you taking your hair off and you got hair on your chest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm just saying all
on your
stuff.
Chin, and you just mess around.
They're gonna
that
find
man.
out, and eventually, right? Like, I mean, do
They
you
are
want the
gonna
person to
find
be
out.
like, damn, why did I do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish.
Yeah, like, I mean, who were you that night? You don't even look the same. Who is it? But you know, there was a gentleman in, I forget what country it is, and I'll look it up, but it's just on my mind, who actually divorced a woman the night after his honeymoon, because she did not look like what she had been looking like while they were dating.
Who? It was an actor, right?
African. Yeah, I think I want to say African. Yeah, but he got her home, honey, on that honeymoon. And I guess she took off everything that night.
Oh, my
God. And
that
next morning,
so
that
wrong.
Man said, oh, no. Oh, no. Where is the divorce? We need a divorce today. I'm talking about Gina the next day. The next day.
The That's not good.
You got no point, Chad. I'm sorry. Okay. Let me get back on track because I got the tea for you.
What's the tea?
Okay, so the tea, well, they are going to bury Nipsey Hussle, which is the Los Angeles rapper who was gunned down in front of his store Marathon in Los Angeles. They are going to bury him on Thursday. His funeral is going to be held, Gina, at the Staples Center, which is three times bigger than the Forum. So this man was really, truly loved. And he's going to take a victory lap around the city before they bury him, before they put him to rest. But there's people out here that are reselling tickets to his funeral that are free.
Oh, my God. So I heard about that.
Honey, I cannot deal with this world. So it's people out here that have free tickets to his funeral but are trying to sell them. So if you are in Los Angeles or if you plan on going to this funeral on the airwaves of Dr. Jenna's radio chat, it is free. Don't be buying no tickets. You don't got to buy no ticket to a funeral. If somebody came up to me talking about something, you want to get this ticket, I'm like, what concert? No, it's to a funeral. I am going to laugh in their face. There's no way I'm purchasing a ticket to a funeral. There's no way that anyone would even be selling tickets to a funeral. So FYI, if you're in the Los Angeles area and someone is trying to sell you a ticket to Nipsey Hussle's funeral, don't buy it. It's free. Also, Aunt Becky, Laura Lohan, which is the Aunt Becky from Full House, who faces up to 40 years in prison, okay, for that college scandal that she did with her daughter, you know, pretending that she was this athlete and paying for her to get into school, and then the girl didn't even want to go to school. But she is facing up to 40 years, and there's also 15 other people that are being prosecuted in these scams, in these college scams. So I'm telling you, if your kid ain't smart enough, then you need to go ahead and encourage them to either go to a junior college or to pick up a trade. I'm just saying, barber school, they got them everywhere. Oprah Winfrey has given away $2 million to the Puerto Rican hurricane relief. It's been, oh my gosh, it's been, what, 2 years now? 2 to 3 years now, and they still are over there trying to pull their country together. Puerto Rico, still in our prayers. Oprah Winfrey has just donated $2 million. So kudos to Oprah Winfrey because she got the money. Her money is long. Bernie Sanders, who I definitely want to vote for, he says that he is a millionaire and that he will show his tax return. That is in the face of Trump. He is letting y'all know that he don't have no problem showing his tax return, and he's a millionaire just like Donald Trump. So he doesn't understand why Donald Trump don't want to show his tax return, which we all know the man don't pay taxes. So we ain't got to figure out why Donald Trump don't want to show it. He ain't paying. But Bernie, in Trump's face, is saying, look, I'm a millionaire, and I'll show mine. He is running for president in 2020 along with, I believe it's 16 other candidates. So, you guys, this is like a lot of people running for president of the United States. So make sure you do your research. Make sure you don't just vote for someone because they're black, because they're white, because they're a woman, because they're a man. Make sure you are doing what's right for our country. We already know what it's like to just vote for somebody. So come on, people. Come on, America. Let's get it going. 600 million birds. Now, Gina, get this. 600 million birds, okay, die every year in the U.S. Do you know how they die?
How?
Girls striking skyscrapers. These birds is up here trying to fly into these buildings because the windows are clear and these poor birds think that it ain't nothing but clear skies, but they are skyscrapers. And over 600 million birds die every year. I would have never in a million years guessed any fact like this. 600 million birds die every year flying into the building, y'all. Just hitting their heads on the windows because they think they can fly through. Poor birds. Lord have mercy.
That's crazy.
And last but not least, I got some crazy news. You want to talk crazy? Now, there's a Virginia police officer that's in a lot of trouble right now. He's seen a couple middle school kids walking home from school, and he decides to yell out of his window, once you get 18, your ASS is mine.
What?
These kids are 12 and 13 years old. They're minding their own business. They're walking home from school. And this police officer, instead of protecting and serving, making these young kids feel safe, you know, yelling out the window, say no to drugs, yelling out the window, stay in school. He yells out the window, when you get 18, your ASS is mine. I am just dumbfounded about this police officer here in Virginia. And he is in serious trouble right now. There was a little young girl who videotaped it with her phone. They were African-American students. And, I mean, it's just sad that, I mean, at such a young age, they have to fear, you know, the police officers. When I was a kid, I remember, you know, police officers coming to the school. You know, they had the dare, you know, the dare to say no to drugs. You know, police officers were our friends is what, you know, my outlook was when I was a kid. But now in middle school these days, these kids are walking home from school and there's a police officer basically saying, when you turn 18, I'm either going to come find you, jack you up, you're going to jail, you're doing whatever, whatever. I mean, they shouldn't have to be worried about that at 12 and 13 years old. This world is just getting crazy, Dr. Gina, and I just pray that you guys continue to keep up America in your prayers and not the world in your prayers, because the world is going through so many things. And just stay prayed up, family, and watch over your kids. Make sure you pray over your children, because obviously there are certain police officers that are lurking after our children. Just crazy.
Every day, got to pray. I stop and pray. I don't care what I'm doing in front of clients or whatever. I'll stop and pray over my son. If I'm with somebody and he goes to school, I pray right over him. I don't care who's around. And you know what? Right. We can't be ashamed of the gospel. Yep. We can't. We got to know who we are and know that we have to claim it and stand on it. But it's just so much going on along with that. And Tamela Mann, I heard Tamela Mann is doing the new, she's the sponsor for Weight Watchers now. Tamela Mann, the gospel artist. That's exciting. And then we got, what's his name? Magic Johnson. Have you heard about that? Magic Johnson retired. He gave up that position.
Yeah, he gave it up. He stepped down. He's about to sit on down.
He wants to be a mentor. I think that's so awesome.
Yeah. So when every day, they say every day that you wake up and you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And I think he has come to the conclusion that he just wants to help others. And hey, like you said, I am okay with that. And I wish he would talk about Dr. Sabi, because, you know, that's another person that we were told that helped him with his HIV virus. So Magic Johnson has a lot to be thankful for, and I love that he's giving back. So that's great. That's great.
Well,
and
Miss Mann, I would like to know more about that. Like, I mean, is it that it's expensive that everybody can't get to this doctor? I mean, what's the deal?
No. Dr. Sabi is not expensive at all. He is in Honduras. I don't know. I can't give you the price, but I would say for someone as Maddie Johnson's statue, it's not expensive at all. But it's just, you have to, if you research Dr. Sabi, he's telling us that everything that we need for our bodies, that God has already made. So just certain things, you know, that he believes that mucus is the number one cause of certain illnesses, mucus, you know, like sinuses, you know, like migraines, and people that have constant migraines. And so he figures that once you get the mucus and stuff contained in your body and get your digestive system working, which is foods, of course, that you eat plant-based foods and things of that nature, that it's a healing process. But, of course, the money is in the medicine, so no one is trying to hear a holistic doctor, you know, giving out free information about things that you don't have to buy. Because, you know, you could go outside and eat a dandelion, which you wouldn't, but it's good for you. You see what I'm saying? So you just got to do your research on Dr. Sabi. I mean, he is a remarkable man. And I'm telling you, in 1985, when he was in federal court and they told him, if you bring us four people that say that you healed them and that you cured them of AIDS and cancer, we'll drop this case. And that man ended up having 64 people come in there. So whatever he's got going on is where it works. And that's what I think that these pharmaceutical companies are afraid of. They don't want anyone to be healed. They want to just keep you, you know, keep you steady until you die. I mean, it's population control. I mean, it's so many things, Dr. Gina, but it's amazing how there's so much stuff out there that we don't know and that no one wants to teach us. It's not in history books. It's not in the stuff that they're teaching our kids in school. I mean, my son, they didn't even have Black History Month. I mean, so it's just so much in the world that they don't teach us that it's our job to seek, you know, to speak on our own.
We have to. Like we have to study. Mm-hmm. We have to study. Yeah. We got to come out of the grind and study. Well, thank you, Gina G, for the Trinity. Yeah, that was so good and so informative. Thank you. Appreciate you. Listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got financial consultant Jeffrey Hill going to be giving us our financial five. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis. You know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. I've just written a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. And right now, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Thelma.
She had that, honey.
Oh, Thelma. My sister, Chan, I don't know. I have to tell her. She took went to some concert in North Carolina, and she reminded, you know how Thelma in that one episode where her she turned put on the African outfit because she was dating the guy that was African, and her hair was like up in a bun with the braids, you know, type of thing. My sister had that in a top. She just kind of was like a throwback, and I thought of Thelma. So this is interesting. Thanks, Doug, for putting that on. Bernadette Stanton. All right, listen. We got Financial Five with Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Can you ladies?
Yes, we can.
Awesome. How's everybody doing today? Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm doing well.
That's always
Are
good.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Jeff?
Ready.
Oh, okay.
Look,
okay.
I just recently watched the movie Harlem Nights, so I kind of want to say ready. And then just finish the rest of that line, but I'm not going to do this. I am definitely ready. Welcome, everybody. This is Jeff Hill with the Financial Five. Today, I want to do something a little bit different. I want to give you guys some tools to help raise your financial IQ. You know, the more I mentor and coach people and do seminars, I find out a lot of people don't have some of the basic understandings of financial tools, budgeting, things like that. But more importantly, there's so much noise out there online, you don't really know who and where to turn to. So one of the things that I use is a website called Dinky Town. Weird name, but it's really good. D-I-N-K-Y Town, T-O-W-N. This website has a ton of financial tools and calculators that'll help you start to get a better understanding of risk versus reward. See, most people think when it comes to retirement planning, it's kind of like, you know, Jack and the Magic Beanstalk. You just plant a few seeds and all of a sudden it grows to this big harvest and you retire fat and happy. It's not how it works. There's way more science and math behind just putting some money in, you know, an account and thinking it's going to grow. So Dinky Town is another good website to use. Investopedia, Investopedia. That has a ton of resources. You can learn about IRAs, 401ks, life insurance, anything financially related, you can learn from that website. Now, another good thing to do is Google Alerts. So if you go to Google and type in alerts, then you literally can get daily alerts, weekly alerts, or however often you want to learn, you can get alerts from them on any particular topic. So if you are worried about what's going on in the economy and you want economics, they're going to send you the most pressing alerts every single day about economics. So use those websites with care. And again, if you have any questions, what I want you to do is raise your financial IQ up enough so when you're sitting down with a professional, you don't feel so green toward the conversation. most people don't seek financial advice because they don't know what they don't know. They don't know what to expect when they sit down with an advisor. Most people don't want to sound uneducated when it comes to their money, right? So hopefully the website will give you guys the tools that you need to be more ready for a conversation and take more active control over your finances.
That's good stuff. Sound like the wind trying to blow you away.
It is. Like, I'm trying to spin around to find a better way to not have the wind. So hopefully you guys caught that. But again, this is one of those days in Arkansas where it's not 30 degrees, wet and raining. So I had clients that wanted to come out and play golf. So I've been excited about this call because, again, these websites I use on a daily basis, I get the alert. So, again, I practice what I preach when it comes to giving you guys the financial information that you need.
Well, go ahead and tell them again the information again, please.
All righty. So Investopedia, Investopedia, Investopedia.com, and Dinkytown, Dinkytown. And then go to Google and search for the alerts. So any alerts that you want to get updates on, Google will send those to you. And again, if you have any questions, if you don't have an advisor, call me. My phone number is 501-291-0708. You can find me online. Just type Hill Financial Group Incorporated or Jeff Hill, and typically you will find me anywhere because I am all over the place.
He said, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for that. That was so inspirational, and we need all that information. One thing I want to ask you about taxes. A lot of people are going through these taxes now. Can you talk about some of that? I just maybe want a general question for some of the people that may have made a lot more money this year, and they're filing their taxes and things like that. What would you recommend to them to do as far as paying their taxes and how important it is and all of this stuff?
Okay, you always want to make sure you pay your taxes. Never, never, never avoid the tax man. Okay, but again, what most people do when they get their money, they go into spend mode and they say, you know what? Let me find a way so I can go ahead and spend all this money and have my fun. And then 3 months after that, they're sitting there broke thinking, okay, man, I wish I would have saved all that money, but now it's too late. Okay, so take the money, use it smarter, reduce your debt, okay? And again, if you don't really have a lot of debt, find a way to set up some tax-free income in retirement, because again, if you're talking about taxes, you don't like to pay them now, imagine not wanting to pay them in retirement but not having an option. Most people just pack a lot of money in their 401k because the companies match it, and they assume always take the free money. Well, the money only seems free until you try to pay it back. And that's the big issue that most people are not understanding. Taxes will be a ticking time bomb in retirement. So while you have options, it makes more sense to do it now. So take that money that you expect from your taxes after you make sure Uncle Sam gets this cut and put it into your own strategies to reduce debt. Because if you have less debt going into retirement, that's less income you need if you are behind schedule. Does that make sense?
Yep, makes total sense. Absolutely. Did you have any questions, Gina?
I did not. That tax question was really good because I still haven't filed mine. I need to get that done ASAP.
Because it's over at midnight.
Huh?
You can always file an extension.
It's over at midnight on, what is it, the 15th?
The 15th. Uh-huh. Yep. You can file. I believe you can file after. I just believe there's going to be a penalty. But
It is. You can go all the way out until like October the 15th, and technically, you can go 3 years as long as you don't owe money. But if you owe money, then they start coming for you.
Yeah,
they know. They know what you have going on. Trust me.
What you gonna do when it comes for you?
Tax man.
Yeah.
Yes. What you going to do? You better pay them. If you got nothing but a dollar, you better give it to them. That's all I got to say. Let me tell you, because I'm talking about, I know that they ruthless, because when I had for my student loan, right, they will come for you. They want their money. and they want you to pay. They don't care if you just got a job yesterday. They don't care if you don't have a job. You better find something to give them. They want they want their money, and they're gonna they're gonna take it one way or the other. You file your taxes the following year, they're gonna take last year's money you owed them, and so forth and so on. They're gonna get it.
Yeah.
So
I will say this.
Of jail and pay the man, please.
There's a website, Lower Your Taxes Big Time, by Sandy Boykin, a former CPA and attorney for the IRS. Get that book, especially if you have not filed your taxes yet, because that'll equip you with some strategies to get a bigger refund check going into the next year.
Wow. Say that book again.
Lower Your Taxes Big Time.
So does Sandy it tell Boykin. You how to write off expenses and stuff like that? Like, you know, when
It does.
Because, see, some people get mixed up with the deduction and expenses. You see what I'm saying? It's like it's two different things. Like, you can get deductions from mortgage and, you know, your children and things like that. But then you have to also, in order for the balance, I think you have to list your expenses, which is, it could be gas, it could be, you know, air tickets, travel expenses, whatever it may be, hotel, whatever like that. And those are two different columns. So it's like, I guess if you list both of them, then you have a better opportunity to get, you know, pay less.
Yeah. So in the book, you know, one important thing to understand about taxes, now, for the listeners, keep in mind, I am not a tax attorney, tax accountant, but again, I do know tax strategy.
Make that clear.
Right. So
I'm not either.
In this book, it talks about how to get more deductions. As a business owner, you have over 400 deductions versus an employee, you only have about 8, right? And again, every time there's new tax reform, they're always changing the code. And sometimes for the lower end person, it's not necessarily as advantageous. As a business owner, there's so many ways and so many loopholes that you have access to that most people don't. So that's why you hear politicians always talking about, I got to close the corporate loopholes and all that, because they understand. So when people are voting based on tax reform and they think, oh yeah, so-and-so is going to help me get a lot of extra money back, that's not true. Because you're limited to your deductions, versus the business owner, they're not necessarily worried as much, because they're going to find a way to write stuff off. So the first chapters in that book is why you would be brain dead to not have a home-based business if you don't already have one. That's the first chapter of the book. That's pretty strong coming from somebody who's a CPA and attorney for the IRS.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Say the name of the book again, and I want you to text it to me.
Okay. All right. Lower Your Taxes Big Time.
Lower Your Taxes Big Time. Love it.
Love it.
Gina, I know,
right?
Man, I'm so glad that you on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Look at what God, look at how God do things like that.
Every time.
I'm telling you.
Lower Your Taxes Big Time. Okay, who is it by again?
Sandy Boykin. SandyBotkin.
Okay. All right, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Follow me on Instagram, Jeff HFG, which stands for Jeff Hill Financial Group. You can go to Facebook, type in Hill Financial Group, Inc. And again, I will come up. That's the best way to do it. Just Google me. I am Googleable.
So funny. I love them, don't you, Gina?
Googleable.
Right.
I feel like the wind was beating you up. So we're gonna relieve you of that. Thank you so much. Until next time, okay?
Thank you, ladies. I enjoyed it.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and shift gears. We got Legacy Records on, and we got T.C. Morton that's on representing them, because we're going to be talking about Kev Lyrics and Charles Pickett and all their group, their team, and all of that, making moves in the arena of music, recording artists. Go ahead and tell us about yourself, T.C. Morton.
First off, I just want to say good morning to everyone. How are you today?
Good morning.
Great. Listen, we do appreciate you inviting us onto this show. I just want to apologize that Kev could not make it on this call this morning. So, again, he's a part of our Legacy Records company, so I'm here to represent for the whole team.
Well, all right. And unfortunately, sorry that something came up in his family. We're he's in our prayers. I know that he's a believer and everything, and we're very excited to have him on when he's able to come on so we can hear some background about him and all that stuff. Tell us how you came across Kev. Tell us about him.
Okay, well, see, what it is with me, I'm a part of, I have my own company, which is called Overtime Management and Media, and I hooked up with Charles Pickens over at Legacy Records. He was telling me in reference to an artist that he signed to the label last year, which is Kev Lyrics, and he said this kid was very phenomenal, and I just needed to hear his music. So I was, you know, I'm also a DJ, so as part of being a DJ, I was so impressed with the song and the music. You know, I was very intrigued, and he introduced me to Kev Lyrics. And we inked a deal as far as Overtime Management and Legacy Records and decided to work as a team to promote Kev. Kev is a very, as you said, spiritual person. He's grown up singing most of his life. He just started really, at the age of 13, started taking music more seriously than what he has been. Now, the thing that I love so much about Kev Lyrics is that he's different from a lot of artists that you hear of today. He's taken a different type of, or a different way or style of introducing music to the world today. He's basically a singer, but he also raps as well. So that's one of the reasons why I was so impressed with Kev Lyrics and his style. He's completely different from a lot of folks that's in the music business of today.
Oh, wow. Well, we're very excited to have him join us when that's possible. And we're very excited about the moves that you guys are making as far as in the music and everything. This is great. You guys are doing awesome things. And tell us more about your business. What all could you do for, what other kind of talent do you work with? Is it just music or what?
Oh, yes. Right now it's just only music. Music, music, music. That's all we deal with. We have R&B artists, and we have mostly rappers on the label. But right now, the two main focus on the label are Kev Lyrics and Skoway, which is a rapper out of St. Louis. Kev Lyrics is from Hartford, Connecticut, and by way of the Bronx, New York. So he grew up in the Bronx, and then he moved basically to Hartford, and he's been that's when he hooked up with Legacy Records, and he's been moving forward ever since. As far as with our management company, we do artist development and artist management, as well as helping with speaking arrangements, helping them with promoting the song. The actual song that you are familiar with, which is called Vibes, we just recently introduced that song back on the 24th of March. Now, prior to us releasing the song kind of got a little leak out. It leaked out in the streets before we had an actual release date. And it kind of blew up before we can actually have a release date on it. So it surprised a lot of people because they were so happy with the song. You know, me believing in the music, I knew for a fact that the song was going to sell itself because of the style of the song and the way he is. Like I said, the song is called Vibes. It has a Caribbean feel to it. The beat is beautiful. The music is beautiful. Now, some of the lyrics are a little racy. We understand that because it's talking about him meeting a girl. But that's how the music, you know, industry is in the world today.
Yeah, that's what we were going to talk to him about, him being, because I was under the, was told that he had some Christian background and stuff like that. He was raised in a church and things like that. So I wanted to kind of talk to him about all of that, but we can get into that when he comes. Let everybody know. I'm so glad that you were able, such a stand up group of people you are, to be able to come on, even though something has gone on with your artists. I'm so glad that you wanted to come on and represent everybody and things like that. It says a lot, and it gives people the opportunity. I want you to give, if you can, his social media information and your contact information for some artists that might be out there, because we got a lot of artists out here that are looking for opportunities. I get DM'd all the time. I get WhatsApp all the time. I get so many inboxes with music.
Imagine.
And everything. And I try to listen to it all, and I try to get to it all, you know, and some of them are very clever in getting your attention, because when you get an overflow of so many, it's kind of like, okay, this is another song. So they found creative ways to get my attention. But let them know from you. Now, listeners, he's going to give you just direct. This is who you need to talk to right here. He's going to make it happen for you. He's going to give you more interviews and all of that stuff. He will make it happen for you. And now we're connected, so I'm sure you'll be, if he gets you, then he'll make sure that you make rounds by Dr. Gina's radio chat, okay? So tell everybody about Kev's social media so they'll know exactly who we're talking about.
Okay, yes, Kev Lyrics, his song, I mean, his Facebook page is Kev, K-E-V underscore and Lyrics, L-Y-R-I-K-Z. That's how you can reach him on Facebook. You can also reach him on Instagram as well, as the same thing as Kev underscore Lyrics. And he's also, like I said, he's a member of Legacy Records. And we spell Legacy, L-E-G-E-Z-Y. I'm sorry, AZY, excuse me, Legacy Records, LLC. And you can find us on all social media as well, under Facebook and Instagram. Now, as far as with me and my, so as far as with me and our management company, like I said, I'm with Overtime Media, Overtime Manager and Media, Management and Media, excuse me. My number is area code 314-766-3610. And Legacy Records. If you want the number of the Legacy Records, I can give you that number as well.
It's, go ahead. Yeah, all that information.
Sure. 860-613-5887.
All right. Gina G, did you want to say something to T.C. Morgan when he before he leaves?
Well, no, because I'm going to call that phone number, and I'm going to get my demo together.
Yeah, we take in all demos. We try to listen to as many demos like you do. I get a lot of inbox messages. I get a lot of emails. I get all that stuff. So, you know, it's understandable. But that's a part of the business. Like you said, there are a lot of singers, there are a lot of rappers, there are a lot of musicians out there that's looking for management that's also trying to move and groove themselves, you know, just like everybody else. So it's just a part of the process.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
well, anyway, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on. And yes, we will reschedule Kev Lyric as soon as we can. All right.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. And again, we apologize.
No.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, T.C. Morton. We appreciate you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. He's good. I love working with good, you know, people like that. You know what I mean? It's not just the artists, it's also their team, their PRs, their managers, their role managers. We got to make this thing work. You know what I'm saying? So I just appreciate that him coming through to represent and stand up and all of that. And they're all, you know, Kev is just getting started and Legacy Records is just getting started. So this is a good thing. Well, we got What She Say coming up. So you got to stay tuned for that. Right after these messages, we'll be right back with Gina G. And What She Say? I can't do it. My cold again. Lord have mercy. Help me.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hello, what's going on, family? This is Darlene McCoy, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Darlene McCoy, Love it. All right, Deirdre, yes. What's she saying?
Well, this is what she's saying. What she's saying is, watch what you're saying. Yeah, I said it. Watch what you say. People, you have to be careful what comes out of your mouth. The power of life or death is in the tongue. Is that correct, Dr. Gina? I know I didn't read that in the book somewhere. People, you're you right. Got to watch your mouth. And the reason why I'm saying this, Dr. Gina, is because I don't know if you know or if anybody knows, but you should know, Kodak Black, who was an American rapper, said some things about Laura London, which is the wife of the late rapper Nipsey Hussle. And now this man has lost 700%, millions of dollars of his money is from music being streamed, not being streamed, I'm sorry, on, you know, Apple Radio, on iHeartRadio. I mean, watch what you say. You cannot just say anything to anyone about anyone and, you know, expect no repercussions. People, listen to me. Dr. Gina, I just want to say this. If I don't like somebody, I'm going to tell that person I don't like somebody. I'm not going to tell somebody that's going to tell somebody that's going to tell somebody, because it's like playing telephone. By the time it gets to the person that you don't like, you just said some other stuff. So how about either you going to say what you're going to say, or don't say nothing at all. Watch what you say, people. Kodak Black is losing millions of dollars for a statement that he made on live about this late man's wife. You got to watch what you say, or you're going to have to pay the piper. And that's what's happening to Kodak Black. What she say? Yeah, I said it. Watch what you're saying out here in these streets, because it ain't no good. Watch whose friend you're talking about, whose mama you're talking about, you know, whose pastor you're talking about. Be careful on what you have to say. Or just hush, because my mom used to tell me, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, then don't say nothing at all. I mean, I think that's just how I was raised. I don't know if it was a back-in-the-day thing or what, but we need to teach these people today, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, zip it. What she say? Yeah, I said it. Watch what you say.
It's crazy, because he's talking about he will holler at her, give her a year to mourn, and he'll come after her.
Yeah.
And T.I. took
the man ain't even in the ground.
And T.I. took his stuff down off of the trap museum that he opened up.
Yeah, took Kodak Black stuff down. Yeah.
Yeah, took his stuff down.
And yeah, so you have to watch what you say. And even with that, when the Gang and T.I. decided to say something to him about it, then he's gonna go on to say, well, no one's gonna want T.I.'s wife. You know, she ugly. Nobody's going to want her when he dies.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, no, he did not.
He sure did. He said she ugly. Ain't nobody going to want T.I.'s wife when he dies. I mean, who said? I mean, these kids today are so disrespectful.
Oh, that's horrible.
You just don't say those type of things, especially in the music industry or any industry. Even if, you know, in Minnesota, you can't go around talking about the pastor's wife. And, you know, you want to talk about Sister Jenkins and Sister. Nothing good comes from anyone.
I know it's Sister Jenkins.
I'm telling you, it's a whole bunch of Sister Jenkins.
She's baked cakes. I know. She's the baked cakes. She made the bomb cakes. Oh, my gosh. Sister Jenkins.
Well, watch what you say about Miss Jenkins. Just talk good about her cake. You can't be saying that bad about Miss Jenkins, because it's going to get back to her.
Yeah. You know, so tell everybody where can they follow you, Gina G?
Well, they can follow me, of course, on Instagram at Gina G Too Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2 funny. That is on Instagram and Snapchat. And then on Facebook, it's Gina G T-O-O Funny. Thank you guys so much for following and liking and sharing. It's so exciting on this social media journey. I appreciate you guys.
Yes, indeed. And same here, Instagram, Gina R. Prince, or you can go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page. Oh, Gina, okay, I'm going to do that today. Don't forget to remind me. I got to do the administration so you can post your shows and stuff on there. Yes, so Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, where you can get all information on where we're going to be at. I'm going to be in Charlotte on Monday, you guys. I'm excited about that. Yep, so I'll be making connection with Radio 1, and I'll be talking to them, and so this is going to be great. So look for me, Charlotte, North Carolina, Raleigh. I'm going to be there hanging out with the fam. I got some little walk-in K thing that my mom is doing. I'm supporting her on Tuesday. So Monday in Charlotte, Tuesday in Raleigh. And you guys, I'll be back, but go ahead and follow us on all social media. We love responding to you. We love connecting with you. We just love you guys. So anyway, this is what we say. Live healthy, live whole, living your destiny. We're loving you. all the time and every time. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.